respondents to the survey were asked whether they believe God has a plan for their lives. And it turns out that 2 out of 5 Americans, so 40% of the population, strongly believe that God does have a plan for their lives. And these are also the Americans who are most likely to agree with the statement, some people are meant to be rich and some are meant to be poor. So Americans who believe strongly that God has a plan for them personally are those who are most likely to think that our financial status is predetermined. And then related to all of this in terms of American politics, it's worth noting that certain figures are highly skilled at locking in on this bundle of ideas. And it's interesting to watch these ideas in their campaigns. 1, God has a plan for your life. 2, government assistance disrupts God's economic plan. And 3, also, poor people are poor because they're lazy. So this is a consistent bundle of ideas that I've identified in the survey.
It's interesting, too. One of the other numbers that was mentioned was that about 20% of the people believe that God was actively involved in the economy and that he favored, that he, as they said in the survey, favors conservative economics and a free market. Did you see that same thing?
Yeah, that's consistent with all of these results that I'm finding. It does come out to about 1 in 5 Americans who think that God has a plan for them and that also that economic status is predetermined.
Now, Dr. Bach, Dr. Daryl Bach at the Dallas Theological Seminary said that one of the questions for everybody is how actively is God our CFO?
I think that's a good question. I think it's a good question to consider when we're mixing our religious beliefs and our ideas about how the economy should be run.
It's interesting, too. Now, Baylor obviously founded on very religious principles, and it's known for that, and this survey about religion. Jesus went into the temple and knocked out the money changers, and yet people don't see a problem with being rich despite that whole needle and camel thing.
Well, these are very complicated issues. You bring up an interesting sort of counterpoint to this mixture of conservatism and religious predeterminism. But it's important to note that religion is not always the same, and it motivates economic ideologies in different ways. And there are certainly people who are anti-poverty and work toward that who are motivated by their religious ideals as well. But I'm identifying one particular segment of the population that we can say is economically conservative and also connected to this idea of God planning these things.